USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and Vice President Harris went to the CDC in Atlanta. Officials gave them an update on how the variants are evolving in the U.S.
This variant, B1.2, was wild type, so been circulating in the U.S. for a long time. But you see it's being replaced with this variant, B117. This is the one that we're concerned about in the U.K. and Europe, and is more transmissible, more infectious. So we're in a race with our vaccination rates, our mitigation, continuing to mask and distance as we get this type of emerging variant like B117. We think B117 will be the predominant variant in the U.S. probably by the end of March.
The president is scheduled to speak sometime this hour. This is USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Authorities say Robert Long, who police say confessed to all 3 shooting attacks in and around Atlanta on Tuesday, was supposed to be arraigned in Cleveland County, but the hearing was canceled after a request from his attorney. Long faces 8 counts of murder for all of the victims and 1 count of manslaughter for injuring a man at massage parlors around Atlanta. 6 of the 8 victims were of Asian descent, fueling suspicion that the shootings were racially motivated or connected to increasing attacks against Asian Americans, related to anger over the COVID-19 pandemic. Earlier this week, President Biden said yes when he was asked if Russian President Vladimir Putin is a killer.
I said, look in your eyes, and I don't think you have a soul. And look back at me and said, we understand each other.
The Russian president responded to him, saying Biden's comments reflect the past and current problems of the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Astronauts on the International Space Station are testing surface coatings intended to kill viruses and germs, including the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. The test for the Boeing company has astronaut Shannon Walker touch a dozen items daily to transfer microbes commonly found on humans to them. After 6 months in space, the items will return to Earth in early May, where researchers will determine how the microbes fared on the treated surfaces. NASA already has determined from previous experiments that microbes, especially bacteria, grow more readily in the microgravity of orbit. Boeing hasn't revealed what the surface coating is, but a spokesman confirmed that it's a polymer substance that's sprayed onto the items. Excessive amounts of microbes in food or water aboard the space station could create health risks. Boeing said they've tested the substance for use in aircrafts, so they know it's safe. Walker and 3 other astronauts are scheduled to return home with the samples in sealed containers during the second week of May in a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule. Defense officials said an Afghan Army helicopter crashed in Medan Wardak province, killing 9 people. The copter was one of 4 carrying service members, equipment, and food to the central province. The pilot, 3 crew members, and 5 military personnel were among those killed. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.